Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, you know, a lot of your modern translations will add words like try, and it's not good. It's not in the original. The Lord never told you to try to do anything. Amen. That would imply He didn't know whether you could or not. Yes. He would never tell you to do it unless He already knew you could do it. Yes. That's why He never needs to tell you to try. Amen. Right? Amen. Did the Lord ever say, don't be afraid?
Yes.
Did He say, don't be afraid?
Yes.
Don't be afraid. Fear not. Only believe.
Yes.
Well, then can you do it?
Yes.
If you're going to be protected, you must.
Yes. Yes,
sir. Say it out loud. I will not fear.
I will not fear.
Any disease.
Any disease.
Any man.
Any man.
Any criminal.
Any criminal.
Any enemy.
Any enemy.
Any devil.
Any devil.
Any terrorist.
Any terrorist.
I refuse to fear any of it.
God protects me.
This is your part.
Yes.
Can you see? Number one, you say God is your God and your protector.
Amen.
Number two, what? You do not fear. Because your fears will come on you. That's a spiritual law too.
That's right.
You do not fear. Can you keep from it?
Yes,
yes you can. It's not based on feelings.
No.
It's a decision.
Yes.
It's an act of your will. You can feel afraid and not yield to it.
Amen.
Yes. Now, if that sounds new to you, don't let this get away. This is such a big area. You almost want to teach on it all the time because you see people making decisions and doing things out of fear continuously around you. And what they're doing, if you're being led by fear, you're not being led by the Lord. Huh? Who's in fear? Who's behind fear? And the Lord of death. You wind up being led by the enemy. And people are doing all kind of things out of fear. They didn't pray about it. They didn't hear from the Lord. The Lord didn't direct them to do it. They just did it because they were scared that this was going to happen or that wasn't going to happen. And when you do, that sets you up for the enemy to manifest destruction in your life. We are not led by fear.
Amen.
I mean, go on a mission to identify and eradicate fear out of you. It'll be one of the best things you ever did for yourself and your kids and your family, because the only way to keep fear out of your kids in your house is to get it out of you. You got to get it out of you first. So don't be afraid. What else did he say? Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. We just got through reading this verse 2. That's what you're saying. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. You know, I read an interesting study on this some years ago. They put, you know how they put all these probes and pads and that check the heart rate and the blood pressure and brainwave activity and et cetera, et cetera. They're doing tests to see how fear affected the immune system. Because they had seen enough to suspect that it did. We can tell them before they run the test. What you fear will come on you. What does that mean? It affects physiological changes in your body that makes you subject to it.
Amen.
And isn't that what Hebrews said? That we have been delivered from him that had the power of death. We've been delivered those who all their lifetime were subject to bondage because of the fear of death. Fear of death makes you subject to bondage and destruction. Faith in God makes you immune. Did you get that? And I thought it was interesting. They put all these, whatever, on the guys. And they brought them into a room with somebody that was really, really sick with a contagious flu thing type. And they indicated it was more contagious than it even really was, or worse than it was. And they had a flu and they're, you know, and they found out about it after they've been in and touched them and been around them. And the ones that said, I never get the flu. Their blood pressure was the same. Their heart rate was the same. Their immune system, the indicators that they could see. But there were the people that said, oh, why didn't you tell me? You let me come in here. And here goes the blood pressure, the heart rate. And they said that person's pores actually opened up wider to draw in the germs. And the fear effect lowers your immune system, makes you susceptible to it, and then lowers your defense.
Yes.
Now, our science is in the very, very infancy of discovering these things. They're beginning to. There's a lot of people in the medical field that are recommending laughter now. Huh? They are. Well, how long has that been in the Bible? Well, what's laughter the opposite of? See, grief and sorrow and fear, right? The joy of the Lord is your strength. What about the strength of your immune system? Your whole being. It's your strength. But I thought, isn't that interesting? They're having indications of it scientifically. They said to people that got scared and go, and a lot of times they'll say, oh my God. And they're not talking to God. They're just using his name in vain. Oh my God, you didn't tell me. I can't. And then they cover their mouth up and they go, why didn't you tell me? Where's some alcohol? I got to wash my hands. And their heart's just racing and their blood pressure. They said their pores in their face, they literally open up. Well, that makes you more susceptible immediately to the germs that are around. And then your immune system is diminished. Your defense is taken away. Spiritual law.
Yes.
What you fear will come on you. What about when you don't fear it? What about when you don't fear it, but you decree and say, God is my protector. He keeps me. No evil will come near my dwelling. I am not afraid of disease. I am not afraid of enemy, the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that walks in the dark. I am not afraid because God protects me. That's your part. That's my part. Can you see why a lot of people are not being protected? They are not doing their part. They are not saying that. They make fun of people like me and you that do. And they are afraid of everything. And they'll tell people. So much of what people discuss in church is about fear. And they talk about what they're afraid of in the parking lot and at the cafeteria after the sermon. Sadly, that's what so many preachers talk about. Fear, fear, fear. When you really begin to see it, you'll see how much of it's around. It's everywhere. Fear, 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 fear. And if you want to be protected, you must rid yourself of it. Verse 11 gets us to last week's message. This has been a review with some additions. But if we just acted on what we've already read. How many got two main things that you're supposed to do? Have you got them? Number one's what? You don't just think it. Open your mouth and say out loud. Don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed or intimidated about it. Because you're going to want him to show up and protect you.
Yes.
Right? So you need to not be ashamed of him. God's my God. And there are times you'll need to say it in front of other people. Don't try to be pushy and don't try to, push off something on them. But there are times when for you to be silent is for you to accept something for yourself that you don't need to accept. There are times you need to say, no. Now God will protect us.
Amen.
They may look at you sideways and they may give you four or five. Well, you just never know. But you need to say it for your own benefit and for your family. Because you know it's part of your responsibility spiritually. So God can have a legal right to protect you. So you say it. Well, God will protect us. He'll keep us. Somebody was talking to me the other day about a crash that occurred and they looked kind of startled. But when I looked at them, I said, well, that'll never happen to us.
Amen.
We'll never crash.
Amen.
They looked at me like, well, Who do you think you are? But I needed to say it. Did you hear me? Because there are times the enemy will try to bring a thought to you. Well, they were 15,000 hour pilots. Professionals that fly every day. And they didn't get out. So the enemy will come and try to say, well, how about you? That's when I say, it will never happen to me because God protects us. It ain't because I'm so smart or so bright or so amazing. It's because I got a God who protects me and keeps me. And he has assigned angels to me, right? And they'll pick me up. If they have to, they'll pick me up. They'll pick our car up. They'll pick our plane up. They'll pick our house up if they have to, right? Well, I just think that's extreme. Well, it won't work for you then. You're exposed. We want to be covered. We want to be in this perilous, dangerous world. We want to be covered. We must do our part. He gives his angels charge over you. Now, I touched on this. Do you have a few minutes for me to go further in this tonight? Let's do. Go with me in the Old Testament to Genesis 35. Genesis 35. We saw passages where the angels of the Lord manifested physically and protected God's people, didn't we? And it's a, we just touched on it a bit. I mean, if you want to do a study, it's a wonderful study to see how many times God's angels physically manifested and physically protected God's people. And the Bible talks about the little children. Jesus said, their angels do always behold the face of my Father. And we said, why would you think you lost your angel? Because you grew up. It's obvious we have an angel or angels assigned to us. God has commanded them, the Bible says, to keep us. They have a charge from the Almighty Creator. Do you think they take that seriously? To do what? To protect you. Your angel came in with you tonight. He will go back with you. That is his job, is to keep you. And it's one reason why you are still breathing in here tonight, because there were a lot of different opportunities for you to be taken out from birth until now.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Terror of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204F. That's R1204F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.